The Hope Starts Here Challenge is both a fundraiser and a community awareness event about brain tumors, in particular glioblastoma, the most common but the most devastating type of brain tumor.
And this is a benefit for the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center, and that's at Northern Michigan University. For folks that aren't familiar with what you do there, what is that all about?
Well, the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center is a collaboration between Northern Michigan University and UP Health System. And at Northern, our role is we do research looking at the basic science of brain tumors and looking at how we might change the treatment of that terrible disease.
So what exactly is happening and what are you encouraging folks to do?
Well, so the Hope Starts Here Challenge this year is virtual. It's a virtual event. We ask people to sign up, and then they can complete their event anytime between May 8th and May 16th. And, you know, last year we had a few people who wanted to do more than one event, and we don't have a problem with that.
If they've got the spark, you'll have them do it.
Yeah, we had one individual who each day did a different event for the whole week.
Well, there are different events. What are they? What are the main ones?
So we have a walk. A 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, a mountain bike race, and a duathlon, which is a run, a mountain bike ride, and a second run. And then right before the pandemic, we had some of our participants come and say, we want to do something, and they named it the 31K Challenge. And they're people who wanted to run the half marathon, and at the finish of the half marathon, jump in and run the 10K. And so we had a group of dedicated runners who started a new event for us right before the pandemic, and you can still do that one.
I think those are the people that need the CAT scan more than anything.
I don't know. Exactly. How do people sign up for that? What's the best way to do it?
So you can go to hopestartshere.org, and that will take you to the registration page. The registration page is pretty clear, pretty easy. After you do your event, you can go back to that registration page and post your time if you would like. That's optional.
This is a benefit for the Brain Tumor Center, Rob. But what do you do there? Tell us a little bit about background of the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center.
So the Brain Tumor Center is now about 17 years old. It was a brainchild of myself and one of the neurosurgeons at UP Health Systems. We were just interested in how we could help people with brain tumors have better outcomes. Mm-hmm. And so my lab, we were interested in how the immune system fights off cancer. And we've continued to do research with a large number of students and other faculty and other universities looking at how we can understand and in understanding combat that disease.
And progress is being made. And I kind of always have wondered what would have happened because I lost a grandparent to a brain tumor, but that was like in 1960. And I think to where we are today as compared to when my grandfather was suffering through all of this, and just the strides and the leaps and bounds have been remarkable, really, in this kind of research.
So, yes, we understand the disease much better. And it used to be we were taking really very small steps, and now those steps are becoming much larger. And I think that you know, everything kind of ties together, and I noticed just recently that there's now ways of looking at maybe we can produce some vaccines that will help with brain tumors.
It's interesting because this is a collaborative effort between NMU and UPHS, and this is also a really good educational opportunity for students at the university, isn't it?
Yeah, this opportunity for many of them is the platform that launches their career, and so they come. They do some really cutting edge research, and that helps propel them, many of them to medical school. But then we've had a large cadre of students who have gone on to PhDs and who are now doing research in brain tumors full time, and they're faculty members around the country, and they're some of our best collaborators.
And how rewarding is that for you?
That is the ultimate.
Well, a good way to help out the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center is, of course, the Hope Starts Here Challenge. And Rob, give them all the details and how they can sign up one more time.
All right. Again, you can sign up at hopestartshere.org. It's a virtual event. You choose your event. It's $25 flat rate for any event that you want to do.
Okay.
And you have between May 8th and May 16th, and you can sign up right up until May 16th.